helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for January 9th, 2013. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Welcome to another year of Career Opportunities. I'd love to hear what's going on in your career. You can leave comments on the website via Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and more. You'll find links to all of these on the website, douglasewelch.com. Today's show, a year of self-preservation. As I've done for the past several years, 2013 starts with a word or phrase that I'll focus on throughout the year. It's always my hope that you'll find this focus just as useful. For 2013, I'm declaring a year of self-preservation, a year of taking care of yourself so that you can help take care of others. When we had our son nearly 15 years ago, our pediatrician passed on an important piece of advice, one that I share with almost everyone I meet at some point. Rested parents are good parents. It's so easy, as a new parent, to dedicate yourself so completely to your child that everything else in your life suffers. Your sleep suffers, of course, but also your relationship with your spouse and family, your relationship with friends, and even your relationship with yourself. Your work and your career can suffer as well. We took his advice to heart as much as possible. We slept when the baby slept. We found babysitters and family members who could give us a night out every so often. We actually thought about and engaged in self-preservation. We knew that if we allowed ourselves to become too tired, both mentally and physically, we wouldn't be the type of parents we wanted to be. Fast forward to 15 years later, and I find myself offering this rule of self-preservation for a host of new reasons. I meet people who've been unemployed for months or years. I have friends who are acting as caregivers to elderly or extremely ill family members. I have fellow parents who are making their way through the teenage years with all the stress and conflict that can generate. To all of them, I whisper self-preservation in their ears as often as I can. It's my belief that you can only truly help others when you're in a good position yourself. This good position might be monetary. It might be a good mental position. It might be the position of having available time. Whatever your particular situation, you must look to your own stability first before you can truly help others. This isn't a call to selfishness, though. I'm not telling you to ignore others and their calls for help. Rather, I'm asking you to think about your own self-preservation and not sacrifice your own stability, your own income, your own happiness to help others. If you do, you'll soon find yourself in the same situation as those you're trying to help. You'll quickly expend all of your good intentions, most of your income, and disturb your stability if you don't think deeply about your own situation first. Of course, this self-preservation will mean that sometimes you have to say no. There'll be times you can't help, people you can't help, actions you cannot take. This is simply the nature of life. Be aware, though, if you try to help everyone at everything all the time, you'll quickly find yourself unable to assist anyone. You'll use up all your energy and leave everyone worse off than when they started. I urge you in 2013 to think carefully about your own self-preservation when asked to become involved in any endeavor. Here are a few questions to ask yourself on each occasion. 1. Do you have the time, skills, energy, money to help at this time? 2. Are there others who can help share the work? Will you be able to take breaks when needed? 3. Will this activity take away from your own projects, work, happiness at this particular time? 4. Will this activity have a deep, positive impact on both you and the recipient of your help? 5. Will this activity eventually no longer be needed, or will it continue for the foreseeable future? If you want to truly help others, you need to practice active self-preservation. You need to take care of yourself first, so that you have the energy, time, and income to help others. To do otherwise is dangerous to your own stability and well-being. This isn't selfishness in any way. By thinking about self-preservation, You're helping to ensure that you'll be there when people need help, rather than being in need of help yourself. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.